Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. When I was a kid, except for Christmas and my birthday, my favorite holiday was Halloween. It was a day when my friends and I were free to wander the neighborhood playing pranks that today seems somewhat tame. We'd soap car windows, throw toilet paper, ring doorbells, and do other pranks. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll hear some of my favorite music, which reminds me of those late October nights filled with ghost stories and tomfoolery. Our theme this week is Queen of the Earth, Child of the Stars, a tune attributed to the legendary West Virginia fiddler Eden Hammonds, which is based on the Irish air The Blackbird. We just heard Betsy Ellis from her CD High Moon Order on Free Dirt Records, and later we'll hear James Leva and his version from his CD Memory Theater on Copper Creek Records. We'll open with a holiday classic, Witch of the Westmorlands, by Archie Fisher, from his CD The Man with a Rhyme on Folk Legacy Records. Songs of Ghosts and the Supernatural this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Pale was the wounded knight that bore the rowan shield. Loud and cruel were the raven's cries that feasted on the field, saying back water cold and clear will never clean your wound. There's none but the maid of the winding mere can mak thee hale and sound. So course well my brindled hounds and fetch me the mountain hare, whose coat is as grey as the west water, or as white as the lily fair, who said green moss and heather bands will never staunch in the flood. There's none but the witch of the west midlands can save thy dear life's blood. So turn your stallion's head till his red mane flies in the wind. And the rider, oh, the moon gazes by, and the bright star falls behind. And clear was the pale moon when his shadow passed him by, And below the hill was the brightest star. When he heard the hoolet cry, saying, "Why do you ride this way? And wherefore come ye here? I seek no witch of the West Meadowlands that dwells by the winding mere. Then fly free or get grey hawk to gather the golden rod, and face your horse into the clouds above yon gay green wood, and its weary Bayal's water, and the misty break fern way, till through the cleft of the Kirkston Pass, the winding water lay." He said, "Lie down, my brindled hounds, and rest, my good grey hawk, and thee, my steed, may graze thy fill, for I must dismount and walk. But come when ye hear my horn, and answer swift the call, for I fear ere the sun shall arise this morn, you may serve me best of all. And down to the water's brim he's borne the robin shield, and the golden rod he has cast in, to see what the lake might yield. And what rose she from the lake, and a fast and fleet gate she, one half the form of a maiden fair, with a jet black mare's body. And loud along and shrill he blew, and his steed was by his side. High overhead his grey hawk flew, and swiftly he did ride, saying, "A course so well, my brindled hounds, and fetch me the jet black mare. Stoop and strike my good grey hawk, and bring me the maiden fair." She said, "Pray sheath thy silvery sword, lay down thy rowan shield, for I see but the briny blood that flows, you've been wounded in the field." And she stood in a gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain. She's kissed his pale lips ains, and twice and three times round again. And she's bound his own with a golden rod, full fast in her arms he lay. And he has risen hale, and soon with the sun high in the day, she said, "Ride with your brindled hounds at heel, and your good grey hawk in hand. There's nane can harm a knight was lain with a witch of the West Meadowland." Thank you.
Suppose you met a witch, all willow-gnarled and whiskered, head to toe. I saw one, once, at twilight time, under the willows where the river banks, skimming the wool-white meadow mist astride her broom beach. I kept my silence, thinking not to be seen, but then, as she flew past, with a sudden twist and flick of her stick, she pitched me in, head over heels, splash in the scummy water, up to my chin. Yet there are witless folk still say they don't exist. But suppose you met a witch, up in that murky waste of wood where you play your hide and seek. Suppose she pounced out from a bush. She touched you. She clutched you. What would you do? No use in struggling in vain to pinch and pull. She's pinned you down, pitched you into her sack, and drawn tight the noose. What would you do? Well, they learned it long ago. Two children, Roland and Miranda, clapped in the witch's sack. He was a brave and clever lad, as musical as a lark. In the dark of the jolting sack, he sang. She was quick in all she did, a nimble wit, her brain as busy as a hive of bees at honey time. And Grimble Grum, that was the witch's name. She threw that sack across her back and jogged them home. This was the usual sort, a candy villa with walls of gingerbread, porch and pillar of barley sugar. She kicked the gate and the licorice beaded door, undid the sack strings and tipped them out onto the glassy, glacier-minted floor. As Roland fell, his boots struck the crystal paving stones and chipped them. Like an angry rocket, she launched at him. Miranda sprang for the magic wand and pinched it from her pocket. Tip-tap, O house of cake, be a cloud-reflecting lake, with me and Roland each a swan, gracefully afloat thereon, and deeper than e'er a plummet sounded, Grimble Grum, the witch, be drowned! 'Twas done. Look there, do you see two swans gliding serene and cool upon that heaven-painted pool, over blue skies, over floating clouds that shine like snow-white fleeces? Sudden, in burst of bubbles, the witch popped up and shivered the clouds to pieces.
I'll gobble you yet,
she gulped, but all she gobbled was water, as with windmill arms she lashed and thrashed at them. No swimmer, she would have sunk like a boulder below, had not a felon crow, black-hearted as its feathers, swooping, dipping, hoisted her by the belt and bore her, boggy, droopy, dripping, home. She'll follow us. No time to lose. Quick, we must fly, Miranda cried. Heavily they rose. Far over field and forest, with whining wing, all the night through, till dawn of day, they flew. Meanwhile, the Grimble Witch, now dry, had put on her 7-league boots, and, do or die, 7 miles at a step, came galloping, gulping,
Gobble you yet! I'll gobble you yet!
The swans heard her cackle and a thudding where she stepped. Down by a screen of trees they swept, down by the lonely roadside, out of view. I'll change myself to a rose of crimson hue, set in a prickly hedge, Miranda said, and Roland, as for you, you'll be the piper, and the magic wand, your flute. Not a second too soon, for the witch's boot touched ground beside them, and she croaked,
Oh, glorious, glorious rose, I have sought thee from afar. How I wonder what you are. You may mock me from on high, but I'm the spider, you're the fly.
And then she gaped at that glorious and goriest of roses, with the greediest of eyes and the nosiest of noses. Again she spoke,
Good piper. That rose would look so dainty if I stuck it in my cloak. May I pluck it?
Good lady, you may, and I'll play for you the while. And Roland smiled, for his was a magic flute, each golden note entrancing. None could listen without dancing. One note one, she spun like a top. Two notes two, she hopped and couldn't stop. Three notes three, and into that thorny, thistly tree with a hop, skip, and a jump went she. Toodle toot, sang the flute, and up went her boot, and down again soon to the tan tivy tune. Every thorn and twig did dance to the jig, while the witch, willy-nilly, each prickle and pin as it skewered her in, was driving her silly. Hi-ho, shrieked she, and tickle me thistle, and prickle me dee. And battered she was as she trotted and tripped, and her clothes were all torn and tattered and ripped, till at last, all mingled and mangled, her right leg entangled, her left leg right angled, firm as a prisoner, pinned to the mast, she stuck fast. Silence. Not a sound, as Roland wiped the sweat from his brow, then gently with the pipe touched the rose. Out leapt Miranda to the ground. Hand in hand, chuckling through the wildwood, away on home they ran. Later, that same evening, a cowman, passing by, paused by a roadside bush to cut a switch, heard a cry, and, turning, saw in a hedge nearby a prickly witch, who yelled and screamed and hissed at him and spat. To which he replied, "Tip and tap, the truth is known to every stream and leaf and stone. And if released, you must fly home, or twisted in that hedge you'll stay, beyond forever and a day." And when she'd agreed, he doffed his hat, and away she flew. And that was that.
David Tomulovich from Mustard's Retreat, from their recording, A Good Place to Be, and Suppose You Met a Witch. He learned that on a very long car trip, as he put the cassette in and out of the player in the car. Good stuff. That's on Yellow Room Records. And before that, one of those great spooky fiddle tunes from Kentucky, Flannery's Dream. That was Bruce Molsky. He learned it from Sanford Kelly of Louisville, Kentucky, and Alva Green of Sandy Hook, Kentucky. That's from Warring Cats, from Bruce Molsky, on Tree Frog Music. And we let off that set with The Witch of the West Marylands from Archie Fisher. He wrote that tune, and that's from the recording The Man with a Rhyme on Folk Legacy Records. My good friend Dave Fry has a spooky tune on his recording Troubadour. Here's Stan Rogers' Giant on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. they? 3,000 new stories as the night slips away. Remembering Fingal is not far away. The giant will rise with the moon. The winds in the north, there'll be a new moon tonight. We'll have no circle to dance in its light. So light a torch, bring a bottle, and build the fire bright. The giant will rise with the moon. The glass down, move with the tide, young friends and old whiskey are burning inside. Crash the glass down, Fingal will rise with the moon. Of the blessed that our fathers brought with them when they went west. It's the blood of the druids that never will rest. The giant will rise with the moon.
Your tankards of ale and drink to the present before life should fail. Boil each on your platter a mountain of beef, cause it's eating and drinking what brings us relief. So fill up your glass, for life will soon pass. When you're dead, you'll ne'er drink to your king and all your lass. Anacreon had a red nose, so they say, but what's a red nose if you're happy and gay? God split me, I'd rather be red whilst I'm here than white as a lily and dead half the year. Come hither, me miss, and give us a kiss. Oh, in hell there's no innkeeper's daughter like this. Young Harry, propped up just as straight as he's able, will soon lose his wig and slip under the table. So fill up your glasses and pass them around. Better under the table than under the ground.
Thank you.
shrivel and chaff as you toss the liquor on their 6 feet a dort, it's less easy to laugh. The fiends strike me blue, I'm scarce able to walk, and damn if I can't stand upright or talk. Here, landlord, bid Betty to summon a chair. I'll try home for a while, for me wife is not there. So lend us a hand, I'm not able to stand. But I'm gay whilst I linger on top of the land.
Snow. I lost my true love.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2143. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week is the song Queen of the Earth, Child of the Skies, the old tune from Eden Hammonds. And we just heard James Leva along with John Doyle from the recording Memory Theater on Copper Creek Records. And before that, we heard kind of a spooky version of On Top of Old Smoky from Mountain Hornpipe from Pete Sutherland. That's on EPACT Records. And before that, one of my very favorite bands, Lancum. From their recording Cold Old Fire, we heard Drinking Song from the Tomb, and that's on their own record label, Lancum. And we let off that set with Dave Fry from Troubadour and Giant, Stan Rogers' tune. We're going to lead off this last set with three great Halloween songs. Here's Fairport Convention and Tam Lin on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
she's gone to her father, as fast as gold can she. Well, then spoke her father dear, and he spoke meek and mild. Oh, and alas, Janet, he said, I think you go with child. Well, if that be so, Janet said, myself shall bear.
Thank you. approached near, they saw her shape upon the beam, so none could doubt 'twas there. The neighbors round swore to the truth of her satanic powers, that she could fly o'er land and stream and come dry shod through showers. At night 'twas said she had appeared, a cat of fearsome mien. Avoid she devil they had cried to keep their spirits clean. The spectral evidence was weighed and stern the parson spoke, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live, 'tis written in the book. Susanna Martin, so accused, spake with flaming eyes, I scorn these things. Thank you.
the chamber, says the nurse to him. Where's the baby of the house, says Long Black Tim. He's asleep in the cradle, says the nurse to him.
We will pinch him, we will kick him, we will stab him, we will bear him, and the nurse shall hold the basin, pour the blood all to run in. So they pinched him, then they pricked him, then they stabbed him with a pin, and the pulse was found the basin, pour the blood all to run in.
The lady came thinking no harm, and he stood ready to catch her in his arm.
There was blood all in the kitchen, there was blood all in the hall, there was blood all in the parlor, where my lady she did fall.
Steel Ice Band from Commoner's Crown and Long Lankin. That's on BGO Records. That's a scary song. And before that, we heard from Touchstone and Susanna Martin. The lyrics were taken right from the transcript of the Salem Witch Trials. Susanna Martin from Touchstone, and they're recording The New Land on Green Linnet Records. And we let off that set with a Halloween classic, Tam Lin, from Liege and Leaf, from Fairport Convention, the third record they recorded in 1969. Amazing. It's on Island Remasters Records. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I hope you have a wonderful Halloween. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to get vaccinated. Be sure to wash your hands and wear a mask and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2143.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing.